name is Jane O'Rourke and welcome to the Minding Mind podcast channel. In our work to support the mental health of children and families, Minding Mind is featuring in-depth interviews with some of the world's leading clinicians, sharing with us what they've learned during their long clinical careers. On this podcast channel, for example, you can hear Anne Alvarez, Monica Laniardo and Juliet Hopkins. In addition, we're also helping you to keep up to date with the latest thinking and research with what we have called our thought pieces, short, tasty morsels of insight to stimulate thinking and deepen our understanding of contemporary issues which are affecting children and families. They might just be written pieces, which you'll find on our website, mindinmind.org.uk, or I've interviewed some of our contributors too. Some of you might have already listened to and read Neil Ottman's insightful thought piece on how to talk to children about bullying, or read Gray Music's thought piece on the real reasons behind increasing child obesity. Today, child psychotherapist Carolyn Hart shares with us how she's helping children since having to switch to working online. Her approach is creative and perhaps quite different to how many child psychotherapists work. But she says adapting to how we work online is vital if the therapy is to be successful. And she advocates allowing young people, for example, to text or email her instead of face-to-face therapy or online video therapy or audio. And she tells us why taking children out for a walk in the woods before switching online is a brilliant and safe way to build a therapeutic connection. You can also read her very stimulating written thought piece on our website, mindinmind.org.uk, in which she reflects on what impact working online is having on the therapeutic relationship. And of course, all the case examples which she's using here have been anonymised for reasons of confidentiality. So over now to Carolyn Hart and my interview with her about working online with children. Carolyn Hart, it's really good to talk with you. You got in touch with Mind in Mind because you're working therapeutically with children online. You're based up in Sheffield and in the north of England. And I think you do a combination of work within the NHS for a looked after team, looked after children's team, as well as a private practice. And you, like all of us really, I think, who are working therapeutically with children, have had to move online. And you got in touch to say that actually there are some positives to working online with young people.
Yes, I do believe that. I think that they have access to more than they do when you work face to face with them. And some of the children really use that to good effect. So, and you can have glitches, you can have frozen or pixelated pictures, and the way they react to that frustration tells you quite a lot. The way I react to that frustration is part of the whole dynamic. And I think that you can, you know, it's, you need to bring it into the transference relationship. And if you do, it's quite vivid. I think it becomes quite vivid, yeah.
So a couple of things then you mentioned, I want to talk to you about the transference, but also you were saying that they've got more to bring because of the technology. What do you mean by that?
I mean that many of the children that I work with, they know their way around the technology much better than I do. They access other programs at the same time as being in therapy with me. So I had one child who gave me the fight of my life, really the fight of my life, by unknown to me, had access to voice synthesizer, and one minute he's talking to me normally and the next minute it's this alien I don't know where. And I mean, he just laughed. Like, and I find that I free up in a different way. So I have kids playing music at the same time, and I can ask them, well, what are you listening to? And I can get it on my phone and I can listen to it, or I can get the lyrics. Sometimes the lyrics are really informative, you know, why they've chosen that song at this time. But I wouldn't do that in a face-to-face. Well, they just they have hardware. And also the rooms that they're in. So they might be, you know, quite a few of them are in their parents' offices and they're on swivel chairs. Mm-hmm. And what they do with the swivel chairs is quite interesting.
What do you do with your swivel?
Well, I mean, you know, so sometimes they spin round and round and round and round. And then, of course, you get this wonderful motion effect, don't you? Because the speed of the camera can't do it. So you have this something that's it's not exactly pixelated, but you get this after motion thing. And it's quite interesting because you are disorientated and you have the sense of motion and stillness at the same time. And I think that that's very much what these kids are feeling at the moment. They're feeling completely disorientated and frozen, stuck at the same time. So I think, you know, it's a visual metaphor, isn't it?
So there's plenty of transference going on there.
Oh, yes.
And I know that sometimes young people, you allow them to text you or email you. I'm interested in how you do that and how the therapy goes.
Well, I have to say it is quite scary because you've got a concrete trail. The way I do it, when I'm working by email, and I'm just distinguishing that from texting. So by email, I say you can email me a certain amount per week. I don't mind when you send it, but I will reply to you on this day, and then it starts again. And I think what's nice about that is that you don't have the need for spacer sessions, for things to be thought about and processed, because they are sending what they want at the pace that they want, and they have a week to reflect on it, and they come back with what they want at that point. And I find that you get to the root of things much, much quicker than you do in face-to-face, where you can have this sort of, you know, you get a dance, really. You have one or two sessions that are really quite profound, and then you'll have these spacer sessions where nothing really happens. But I find that emailing, they don't get the same thing. But I also probably am working with a different age group because it's much more the adolescents who elect to text or email, and it's the latency children who I tend to see much more sort of playing online.
So I wanted to ask you about that because you're doing something actually I've not heard of before. When you said that you were playing with children, I assumed that that's how the relationship began. But actually what you do is that you take the child and do you take the child out with the family or the child out on his own for a walk in the woods first?
Well, I usually have the carer or the parent several steps behind, really. Not in listening closeness, but close enough. Largely because of insurance, really. But it works nicely, and I'm very, very lucky that in Sheffield I have woods and streams, and we do a lot of, you know, floating poo sticks, fishing, getting things out of fixes, you know, they get stuck under bridges and all sorts of things like that. And so you introduce symbolic play. And then I spend quite a lot of time with the carers or the parents, telling them what the aims are, really, what the purpose of symbolic play is, and that I ask them to try and get the materials that their child works with. So, you know, because every child has different things that they like to work with, but to have a box and basically to set up something very similar to a face-to-face session for them to be able to use at home. So,
I think that's absolutely fascinating. And how do you facilitate those sessions online with children? Is that latency age children? So
largely latency. So I have some adolescents like that too, but you know. So I always ask the carer to be there at the start. So I mean, if I'm working for my NHS patients, that's on attend anywhere. So it's the carers who will be at the waiting room and, you know, they facilitate it. I always ask that the parents are around. I need a phone number for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes it's just, you know, you just lose connectivity, and sometimes that's worrying, and sometimes it's just you know that there's connectivity, but sometimes it can actually be quite worrying. And I also want them to be at the end. You play with when it seems ready for the child to be left by themselves, just like you would, you know, if you were working with under fives or that sort of age group, you judge when they can tolerate being left by themselves, really. I think it's more of a question of when the carers can be left by themselves quite often, or parents. So it's very similar, really.
Carolyn, thanks so much for sharing this with us. I think it's really interesting the way that you're working, being really innovative and adapting to the present situation and really helping children and families at this difficult time. It sounds really of value. Thanks so much for sharing it with us at Mind in Mind.
Well, I hope that the website really flies. It's so interesting. It's got so much on it already. So I really hope it goes.
Thanks so much, Carolyn. Many thanks to Carolyn Hart. You can find more podcasts and thought pieces and in-depth thinking at mindinmind.org.uk. Many thanks for listening.